Welcome to Around the House for your legislative update with the Indiana House Republican Caucus. Strengthening Indiana's workforce and ensuring all Hoosiers can find meaningful employment remains a top priority for House Republicans. To help Hoosiers increase their certifications, receive valuable training, and secure high-paying jobs in high-demand fields, State Representative Holly Sullivan of Evansville authored a new law reallocating existing state funds to proven workforce programs.
We ensured it was much more easy for those industry leaders, those job creators in every region of the state, to be at the table and to be part of creating the workforce development programs and initiatives so that together, school corporations and leading industry, small and large, across the state of Indiana, can develop our next generation of Hoosier employees and leaders across the state.
According to Sullivan, the new law also prioritizes career and technical education and provides additional flexibility for schools to partner with employers to establish more work-based learning opportunities and prepare students to enter the workforce.
During the last 2 years, we have done studies and research and partnered with our school corporations to understand what the barriers they're currently facing as they put together a more robust career and technical education program. This session, we used House Bill 1002 to remove those barriers for those school corporations and ensure that industry was at the table as we develop programs for career and technical education by giving schools more direct control over their CTE dollars.
Sullivan says with more grants and credentials available, more Hoosiers will be prepared to find higher-paying jobs. Information about current education and training opportunities in fields like health and IT services to manufacturing is available at nextleveljobs.com. This has been Around the House with your legislative update from the Indiana House Republican Caucus.